This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And my guest today is Amanda Clapham.
Hello.
I might actually, Amanda Dawn Clapham.
Yeah, don't forget that. That's
Amanda Dawn. So, people might know you from playing Holly in Hollyoaks.
Yes.
What number Holly were you?
I think it's 4, but then I did, some fans said it was 5, and I don't know if that's because there was 2 babies.
Oh, okay. They're hardcore fans, then, if they know that.
Yeah. But and I do know that the first one, I think they had her till the age of 3. I can't remember her name now, but Steph still talks to her, and now she's like, obviously.
Really?
Fully grown woman, yeah.
That's mad. We started around the same time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was it like probably the same time?
Well, you started in July, but then you didn't actually start on set for about 3 months,
yeah,
did you?
So we were like on and off doing bits and bobs.
And then I came in end of September.
Because you were like quick though, weren't you?
Yeah.
You, not like us, because we were a new family, so we were like kind of in a little bit,
yeah,
and doing photos and workshops and stuff. But you were like...
Yeah, it was within 3 weeks, I'd got the job, and I started on the Tuesday. I found out on the Monday, started on the Tuesday. I got one day to be shown around, and then they're like, right, you're going to be filming a lot tomorrow.
And you, like, were living okay. You were living in Manchester, though, at the time, weren't, yeah, you? Which is lucky as well.
Yeah, yeah,
because some people are, like, located... Like, I was in London, so I had to move everything down.
Yeah, that's actually quite stressful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if you're from London, you move up to Liverpool, and you're trying to find your feet. I mean, I'm from Warrington down the road, and even when I moved to Liverpool eventually, I was like, how do you drive into town? There's so many different ways. Yeah. And Alf was like, I don't understand how you don't know the way to town yet. You've been here a year. And I was like, no, but you don't understand. There's so many different ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I know now. 4 years on.
Thank God. So do you want to tell us a little bit more? So you went to drama school in Manchester.
I did, yeah.
You went to drama school with Luke Jurdy went to...
Yes. Yeah. So he was in the year above me. And yeah, like he was... He was a bit of a lad. He was near above
no.
me. He used to, yeah. He used to take the mick a lot. See, I'm even censoring myself. I didn't swear then. But it's so mad now that we've worked together because we've come on such a long way since then.
And, yeah.
You know, he went off and did theatre and then, yeah, it was really
it's
bizarre.
It's mad how things like circle and you end up working with people that you,
yeah,
that you know or you went to drama school with or you did a job with ages ago and you're, yeah, like, I know that some people came in on dailies sometimes,
yeah,
in Hollyoaks and I'd be like, oh my God,
yeah,
and you're here.
It's nice though because when you've been there for a while and it must be nice for them because,
oh God,
being,
yeah,
a guest part on something that is, you know, for
so,
regulars.
So tight, like, yeah, where people just
to come in for a day and then do your job, and you're probably a bit nervous because maybe you've not had a job for a while or you want to do the job well.
Yeah.
It's quite nice when people come in and they've either been to your drama school or you know them from somewhere else because for you as well, you see the same people every day. So
yeah,
it's a bit of fresh blood.
Especially if you were fit. That would go around like wildfire. But have you seen that guy in the green room?
Oh,
Who's he playing?
I honestly think the girls at Hollyoaks are worse than the boys.
They're savages.
Honestly, as soon as like a...
You'd even get a text message. Oh, there's a fit guy in it. How long's he here for? 3 eps. Oh, fuck's sake. They might keep him longer. you left... Was it about a month before? A couple of months before me?
Yeah, so I left in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, on screen, I didn't leave till September, but I left, I think it was end of July.
Okay, God.
Yeah.
It's nearly coming up to a year.
I know, and it feels like it's flown by. Well, It doesn't. I feel like I've been away from it from quite some time because,
yeah,
now, like, now that I'm not in that sort
world.
Of...
It's like a bubble, isn't it?
It is a bubble. And I feel like I'm just settling into being me again and taking control,
yeah,
of your own life
you
a little bit.
How have you found it?
Really nice, actually.
Yeah.
I think... But 5 years is a nice amount of time to
Definitely.
Be on that show. And for me, it was the right time to go because I was thinking about going the year before and I remember, like, speaking to Brian, the producer, about it and was like... Should I go now? Like, and it doesn't really work like that in a soap because they've got plans for you that you don't know about and,
yeah,
and whatever. So I agreed to do another year. So it was enough time for me to process I'm going.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go off and do other things. So by the time it came to me leaving, I was so ready. And
you'd
I was
already
like, I've done everything that
mentally prepared.
Yeah.
For it. Yeah.
And I'd done everything that I wanted to do there. And obviously it's sad when you miss all your friends and like working with the crew every day. But I feel like it was I like to do new things.
Yeah.
I never stay in one place for too long. So I feel like I've sort of ticked that box off now.
And we all, like, used to live in Liverpool.
Yeah.
I still do. I mean, Daisy's on tour, but she still lives in Liverpool.
Yeah, she's got a house in Liverpool, yeah.
And you still see people. It's yeah. still the same, isn't it? And actually, you see the people you want to see.
Yeah. Right? And it's really nice because there's a lot of people that have been in the show and have left. And even even when I was in the show, I used to speak to people that had left still. And speaking to them now, you kind of know what process they went through, and now you're yeah. going through
yeah.
it. Because it's the routine itself is it's so full on there.
Yeah.
And long days, like 12-hour days, you're learning 7 scenes a night, and then you'd have a big gap of being not busy, and then you'd be busy again.
Yeah.
But you were always...
It's weird looking, but I keep like trying to look back on the 5 years, and it's such an amalgamation. Like,
yeah.
I can't really, because we were so busy, and I can't really separate sometimes between the years.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
same.
Wow, that was 5 years of my life. And I'm yeah. like, it's just a big mesh.
And it's longer than drama school. We did that for 3 years yeah. and that was intense.
Yeah, God, yeah.
And I think, how have I managed to do 5 years? But it's a different intensity.
Yeah. That's the whole of your high school.
Yeah,
five
yeah.
years.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of
year
that.
Year 7 till year 11.
It's a really long time.
Yeah, that's a really long time. Like, I'm 45 now. So, you've heard this podcast before.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, this is the part that everybody dreads. I love it because people, we were recording one the other day with Adam Wilborn, and he was like, and everyone is the same. Everyone's like, I'm not nervous or bothered about doing the podcast, but when this little jar comes out.
It's when you hear it.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, God. So,
okay.
I'll explain to you just a quick roundup. Mm-hmm. You can't have a blue.
Right.
Because.
We know they taste
good. The blue is blueberry or toothpaste. Now, I don't know what's bad about any of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Where the others are like sick. Snail juice. Cat food. Okay. Arse. Do you know what I mean?
Cat food.
Yeah, so it's cola or cat food. strawberry or fresh blood. Also, because I've explained to you.
I have to close my eyes.
You have to close your eyes.
Okay.
I will let you know if you picked up a blue one. After 3, we will do it together.
Okay. Dig deep.
Oh! No! Amanda has got cola or cat food. Okay, to me, I'm gonna go with you.
Oh, thank you.
On cola and cat food.
Okay.
Because it is fucking long.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3. Oh! We've never got a double whammy before.
It took so long to swallow it.
So many people on the podcast have been like, are they really that bad? Are you joking?
Oh my God, where'd you get them from?
Home and Bargains, a quid.
Who buys this shit?
I'm going to have to put the lid on that because it's making me feel sick. Oh, how do they inject so much poison into a sweet?
What is it they've put in there to make it? How do they know what cat food tastes like? Do they taste it one day and go, okay,
that definitely
this tastes the same as cat food?
That definitely doesn't taste like cat food.
Have you tasted cat food?
I think so. I have had a dog biscuit before. Yeah, me and my dad had one. And
what did it taste like?
Just a bit meat. Dry and meaty. Not like that. That tastes like fucking Satan's arse. So are you ready for a dilemma?
I am.
Okay, so this is anonymous, but we've got... So they're from Norwich.
Okay.
Hi, Jess. So my dilemma is that I've been with my boyfriend now for 2 years. Although our relationship is strong, in brackets, I like to think, my boyfriend constantly talks about his ex, and there's a few things we can't do together. For example, we can't watch certain movies as he says it reminds him of his ex. We can't eat at certain restaurants because that's where they used to eat together. Or he would say, when I was with my ex, this or this happened. Or when we just have a natter about the most random things, he always finds a way to mention his ex. I've told him how it makes me feel, yet it doesn't bother him. What do I do? Oh.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And they've been together for 2 years.
2 years. I want to know how long he was with his ex for.
Yeah, and how, like, it really sounds like he got dumped.
I don't know, though, because some people, if you've spent a long time with someone, and if they both... do they both live in Norwich? Like, is there many places to go in, like, you know, for meals? Like, if you're from, like, a little town where it's the same, like, top three restaurants, and you're bound to have been there with more than...
But would you mention it, though?
No, I think it's really hard. You need... If she said, stop mentioning it, he should stop, be a bit more cautious
and
of mentioning it.
And it does seem a little bit excessive of, like...
Not watching
of being
things.
Like, oh, I can't watch this
film.
Because to me, if Michael said that to me... I'd be like, well, you've got feelings attached to that then.
Yeah.
Because there's certain, like, films or things that I've watched with people that I've been, that I wouldn't even think about them. I'd just be, it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't enter my head. I'd just be like, this is a film. I wouldn't be like, no, Michael, switch it off. This boy I went out with, I watched it once.
Yeah, it depends how he's saying it, I think. Because,
or even if I felt it, I wouldn't fucking tell him.
See, I've made the mistake in the past of going, because I've had a few boyfriends that like have lasted more than 2 years.
Yeah.
And even like my first boyfriend, I was with him for 5 years and I was, you know, I was 16.
Yeah.
So I've been to places with him. I've like, there's certain things I go, oh, and it's hard because like, in certain stories, I'll go, oh, I went to place once
and
you
hard.
Stop telling the story because you it's like, well, that was a part of my life. I've got no attachment to him in terms of I'm still in love with him. I'm not, but I actually care about people I've spent time with, so that's why I would mention it, but not all the time.
Yeah,
like that.
It's a memory. Like I think it's different if it's like, you know, if someone's like, oh, should we we're going to this place in Italy or whatever, you're not gonna lie and say you've never been there.
Yeah,
you're like, oh yeah, I've been there before, or who with, or this guy that you used to go out with, which is absolutely fine because like you say, and you can say, oh, you know, I had a really good, there was a great restaurant there or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think what is wrong with this one is that it's not just like a reminiscence.
No,
it sounds
it's not.
Like it's like, no, this is too painful.
Yeah. And if that's the case, it's a bit like he needs to get over that, because if he wants to be with this anonymous, then he has to listen to her and say, okay, I didn't realise it made you feel that way. And actually, if he is... So certain films that he can't watch, is it because he still has feelings for that person? Or is it because, I don't know, something that reminds him of them?
Like,
or?
And also, like what you're saying, if they're from a smaller place, like, is the fact that they can't eat in certain places because he doesn't want to bump into them? And I get that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you know that there's a certain pub or something that someone drinks in, you think, oh, I don't want this, it's weird, and it'd be unnecessary egginess or
it's
whatever.
It's also really annoying, though, when you've been somewhere with someone in the past and then you really want to go again with someone new.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I kind of wish... I can't mention I've been here before. Well, I have to, but I kind of wish there was a new...
The waiters are like, hey.
Yeah. Like, regular. But it's like, yeah, it's really hard, isn't it? Because it is a memory, whether it's a good one or a bad one. Like, we don't just forget.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he should probably tone it down and get over it as well. Like if you're watching a film with someone that you've seen before, well, you know, I've seen Toy Story a million times. Yeah. I'm not going to not watch it with someone and go, oh, well, I watched that with...
Yeah. What? I think also, like, she has to turn around and be a bit harsher with him and say, listen, how would you feel if this was you? If I was constantly saying, oh, no, sorry, we can't go there, or I can't watch this film, or, oh, this time, I remember this time when I did this with him... I'm sure that he would feel, or start doing it.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you've already told someone something and they're not taking it in, then, you know, two can play that game, start referencing things, and he might then fully understand and then go, I don't like that. And then you just go, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying two wrongs make a right, but I'm just saying that sometimes people have to feel it themselves to know what, because sometimes you can say things and go, oh, well, that wouldn't bother me. And then someone does it and you go, oh shit, actually it does bother me.
Yeah, that's really true.
So yeah, be firmer.
Yeah.
And if it's not getting through to him. And also, if then that doesn't work, fuck him off.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, go and find someone else that will go to Donatello's with you.
Donatello's?
every hometown's got a Donatello's.
I was gonna say. Thought it was just Warrington.
Go to Donatello's, watch that film. You know, you deserve to be the sole focus, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of podcasts and we want to make yours. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more.
You forgot the bit about the first free episode.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Great. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
Okay, so we've got Hannah, 28, from Essex. I can't begin to tell you how many Hannahs I know.
It's literally, you know, a lot
of Hannahs. It's a name that follows me around. Hi, Jess. I'm asking you this because I know you got squashed by a tree recently. Holla! Hashtag Treegan. I've been in the same job ever since I left school at 16, so 12 years now. I really like the job. I really like the people, but I'm just a bit bored of the same routine. You're preaching to the choir here. Should I look for other jobs, even though there's nothing really wrong with this one? Or is the grass not always greener? And could I be making a huge mistake leaving something safe and comfortable? Oh, I couldn't say comfortable there. Leaving something safe and comfortable. Now, Amanda, I think you're perfect for this because obviously you chose, it was your decision to go to do something new.
It's hard, isn't it? It depends what type of job she's got as well.
Yeah.
Like, if she leaves, is there no way she could go back?
Yeah.
You know, that's always tricky because it's taking the leap of faith, isn't it? I think if you're sick of the same routine and you've always done the same job, if you want to do something different, there's a reason why you feel that way.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you work hard at anything, then it's worth taking that leap.
Yeah.
Because if you really want something, you'll do everything that you can to try and make that happen. It is tricky. It depends what her situation is. Like, you know, she's got a mortgage and all that. And, you know, what responsibilities does she have?
Yeah.
Because I tend to leap all over the place and then go, oh, I should have thought that a bit more. But, you know, but I'm not, you know, ruthless. But
I always think, like, you know, the what if is such a big thing to hang over someone. Like, I think, you know, you're 26 as well. You know?
26. Oh, yeah.
Make that leap. I've always said it. I think I was saying it in one of the other podcasts a couple of weeks ago. Like, I've always found this with, like, I know this is small, but something like, you know, like going for a haircut or moving to a different city or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm always like, you know what? If you don't like it, you don't have, no one's forcing you to still do it. Like, you can change it back.
She's obviously feeling like she doesn't want to do this job anymore.
Yeah. And also, we all know what it's like, you know, 5 years flashed before my eyes. I thought I'd be there for like a year or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you really like something and you get comfortable, I was thinking, oh God, I could have looked back and it'd been 10 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think if you're 26 and you want to try something different, do it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to carry on doing it.
I know. Also, this is probably why I'm an actor, because of the way my dad is. But he has changed jobs so many times. He's done 3 degrees and a master's. He was an IT manager for 10 years. He got to the top of where he could get in that job and was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So at 50, oh, and before this, he was in the RAF. So he did that when he started out.
Yeah.
Then till about the age of 30, then he did this IT job. And then when he got to his 50s, he was like, I just can't do this anymore. He had a bit of a midlife crisis. And luckily, mum was working. She was a high school teacher. So she said, if you want to go do another degree, this was his third degree at the time.
Yeah.
You can. So he went and did radiotherapy, went back to uni at 50.
I remember you saying you had like friends.
Yeah, and I was working full time and I was staying at home at the time. So my dad was going out, like going to gigs and stuff, coming home one night, and I don't see my parents drunk ever. I think at weddings I see them get a bit tipsy, especially my dad. My best mate was driving past, he was around the corner. She went, I think I've just seen your dad fall into a bush.
Student life.
And I think he'd been to, is it Love Train or something?
At the Ritz in Manchester. The Ritz.
I'd never been to that, but because I was in Manchester before that, I was like, oh, my dad's been a student. I'm working full time.
Yeah.
How is he going out and I'm not? It was horrible. Anyway, he did that for 3 years and he became a radiotherapist. And then he had a motorbike accident and couldn't do it. He couldn't lift the machines anymore. So then he went into research with cancer research. So he's done so many different jobs and he changed his career at 50.
Yeah.
So I always say to people, you know, I think she's 28. I'm not sure if she's 26.
26, yeah.
Oh, you know, even at that age, if you want to do something different, just do it, because there's so many, as long as you've got, you know, the qualifications you need, or if you don't get them, you know, whatever.
It's like that. My favourite song, Baz Luhrmann, Always Wear Sunscreen.
Oh yeah, love
one
that
of the
song.
Lines is like, the most interesting people I'm probably gonna misquote this, but like, the most interesting people at 40 still didn't know what to do with their life.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? I think,
because who does know?
there is so much pressure, isn't there?
Yeah,
like, get a job, get a mortgage,
yeah
do this, but you don't have to do that.
No, you've got to enjoy your life.
Yeah. Like, if you're not happy in your job, I know that we are lucky that we love our job. And I'm not saying that everyone is going to, you know, walk into work like, oh, what a wonderful day. Because believe me, there was days when I walked into Hollyoaks and I wasn't feeling like that. But you have to have some sort of passion and drive to get you up in the morning, I think.
Plus, being an actor, you're out of work in between jobs and you don't know where the next job's going to come. So you have to deal with you have to love it. Because
maybe that's why
those...
we're a bit more like, oh yeah, just leap. Do you know what I mean? Because comes with the territory.
Yeah, we know that's part of the job. And you accepted that when you wanted to be an actor. Yeah, that's true.
But I would say go for it.
Yeah, I would. I'm so about that. So.
No, yeah, go for it.
Do it.
And please, if you do, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see you in your new career. Okay, this is Rose, 34, soon to be London. I love that. Hi, Jess. I dumped my ex 5 years ago because we were doing a long distance and I couldn't do it anymore. That was literally the only reason. But of course, when something ends, it's never nice. So lots of other things came out and we had a massive row and I haven't spoken to him since. But I'm just about to move to London where he lives. I know 5 years is a long time, but I still think about him a lot. My dilemma is, should I text him and see if he wants to meet up now we live in the same city?
Ooh.
This is like the musical The Last 5 Years.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I know one of the songs, but I haven't seen it.
So, oh God, this has got so many layers.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if he's got social media. Can she see if he's with someone? Like, cause that would make it a bit different if he's already got a girlfriend.
That would be like that. Because also I can imagine this, like this is what I'd be imagining in my head, right? I'd make it out to be a film. I'd be like, I'm moving back to London. We see each other on the flower market. Like, do you know what I mean?
But my mind's the opposite.
You're like fantasize about this whole meeting and texting and be like, sorry, I'm married with 3 kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, dagger through my heart.
I just always think the worst. I'd be like, no, they will have moved on. They've done this and whatever. And like,
isn't that like, I only watched a few episodes of it, but I'm sure it was you that told me to watch it. My crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Doesn't she move?
She moves to West Covina for a boy that she got off with in camp when she was a kid. It is brilliant. I absolutely love it. I've just finished it.
But that was kind of the thing, like fantasizing that.
That was really fantasizing about what it could be.
Because also, one of the other things is, So I dumped my ex 5 years ago because we were doing long distance and I couldn't do it anymore. That was literally the only reason. So that was the only reason was the long distance thing.
Well, if she goes to London and she can sense that, like, through social media, if he doesn't have it, can she sort of... Oh, I don't know.
Because it, like...
It'd be good to find out if he's single. Also, if he was single, I'd say, well, it wouldn't harm you to text him at all.
Yeah, definitely. And also be expected. People change, like we've just been talking. Like, people change a lot in 5 years. Like, a lot of stuff can happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, like, I don't know. I guess if that was me and someone then just was like, oh, well, popped to London and was like, oh, well, I live here now, so everything's fine. I think a bit of me would be like, but couldn't you have just made it work anyway? Like, are you saying that this is workable now because it's convenient to you?
But it depends what their jobs were and how much time they had to see each other and how much money they had to see each other if they're traveling to London.
Yeah.
Because long distance can be hard and it isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
So I want to know if he's single.
Yeah, I know.
Even if he was, if she could find out if he was single and she could just send him a message and just say, hey, how are you, sort of thing. And
yeah, like how much contact have you had in those 5 years as well? Is it really fair that if he is kind of seeing someone and you pop back up and then you mess with his head, like when someone go, because we've all been in those situations where you're like, I'm really happy. And then someone literally, hello. And you're like, oh, fuck off. Like, I was fine, but now I'm thrown back to 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think, if you've seen someone, I don't think really she should make contact, because the reason why she's making contact is because she wants to be with him.
I'd be cheeky though, like, if that was me.
Would you?
I don't know, like, this is maybe the wrong advice, but I feel like maybe, you know when you've been with someone and you go like, well, it doesn't matter, they're still mine. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do understand that mentality, and I guess
you're like,
somewhere.
Oh, I'm just going to dip my toe, like, how are you? I'm in London.
Yeah, and if he does feel the same way, then that means that he still has feelings for her. So if he was with someone else, then he's still got feelings for someone that he was with in the past. So that needs to be resolved either way.
And if that was the only reason that you broke up, because she's not saying, because that's why I just read it back, to say like, we broke up because of this, but obviously this wasn't work. Like, obviously it wasn't right. But then, like I just referenced before, I do feel like, I know that there's all things in place like money and stuff like that. I do think that sometimes, like, longer distance relationships can work.
Yeah,
do you think
they can
work?
No, I do think they can, but you both have to be invested in it being a long distance. If one person's better at doing it than the other, then that gets complicated.
Because I guess, like, you and Alfie are both actors.
Yeah.
And this is what I was saying to Daisy and Luke as well. We've had conversations about it. I think when you're both actors and you're together, you have to go to each other we have to realise that maybe 6 months out of the year, we won't be in the same place.
Yeah, which happened when he went on tour. And that's the thing that you have to accept. But it's because, you know, you could be in that position too.
Yeah.
So you understand it more than someone who wasn't an actor.
That's true. Because I've had big conversations with Michael because he's not an actor.
Yeah.
But me going, I mean, this is wishful thinking, but I might be in LA for 6 months.
I'm not.
I'm still sat in Liverpool like, oh, hello.
Sunny sometimes.
But yeah, you have to. Yeah. And maybe also 5 years ago, they were younger and not emotionally mature enough to deal with a long-distance relationship.
Yeah. I think it's really hard. Like, well, 5 years ago, how old did she say she was? 34?
I think she said 30. Let me check.
But either way, she would have been sort of mid-20s-ish. So they could have made that work then.
34, yeah, so she was 30. So, yeah, I guess, like, the old romantic in me is, like, run to that airport.
I think you've got to keep an element of that, but also have a realistic brain on and say, right, he might be with someone else, it might not work, but I'm going to London for other reasons anyway.
Yeah, this is, I was just going
to
say that.
I could meet someone new as well, so it doesn't have to be just him.
This is a new opportunity for you. Yeah. You're not going there for him. Don't pin your happiness being in London on him.
Not at all.
London's a big, bad place. I moved there when I was 19 and lived there. And at first I hated it. Like, it's scary. Like, if you don't know people, it's very fast paced and there's a lot of people and it's hard to make friends sometimes.
Yeah.
So don't be like, I'm moving to London and then this is going to happen. Because I know that I would do that in my mind and it's dangerous.
Yeah. Because it's as well. And we do think as well, we have that mentality of thinking, oh, the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
I think everybody has an element of that. And it's not always true. So,
and why not reach out as a friend? Be like, hey, I've got this new job. I'm moving to London. I need someone to show me around. I don't know many people
there's
here.
There's an ulterior motive there, though. I'm sorry.
Obviously.
I can't let you say friend.
Obviously. But I mean, like, you can't just go straight in and be like, hey, honey, I'm home. Like,
you know, warm into it.
You know, just sit outside his house waiting to bump into him.
Oh, I just got that. He's definitely
got a job. Have you got a job at his job?
Yeah. I moved here for you.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do any of that crazy shit.
Maybe watch that first and then you'll be able to see
what
level you should go in at.
Also, don't react badly if he doesn't react the way you want him to react.
Yeah, because you can't do that to someone.
Yeah, you can't be like, what?
You've moved on 5 years later.
Yeah. I thought you were going to get a red carpet out and, you know, take it to the queen.
Finally, you're here.
So, yeah, I think get in contact with him, but be realistic.
Yes, definitely. And if it does turn out that he's single, you end up getting married, do let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. That, like, I'm hoping for that in my heart.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
Yeah. So, Amanda, thank you so much for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Thank you for having me.
It's been so good.
It's been fun.
Absolutely love the fact that I can just sit here with like old friends just talking, just being a nosy bitch, talking about people's problems. And we would love you to send us some responses to your dilemmas because I know that Amanda would love to hear them as well.
I definitely would, yes.
As always, please hit that subscribe button. It is absolutely free. It just lets you know. It's like a little reminder, a little fairy telling you that we've got a new episode. But Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Over the Influence.
Hi, we're Sharon Hartley and Freddie Bennett from Over the Influence, the alcohol-free podcast.
Where we are in the UK and across the world, drinking is a deep-rooted part of our culture. We drink to celebrate, we drink to commiserate.
And we drink for just about every other excuse in between.
We're here to have an open conversation about our experiences with alcohol and reflect honestly on how living without it has changed our lives.
So if you've ever thought about going alcohol-free or whether you're just sober curious, our podcast is here to support you on your dry journey.
Over the Influence from Sound Rebel.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.